Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
When you give money to our virtual kettle at WGNRadio.com, there I am ringing the bell again this year. I think it's a good question to ask. Well, where does the money go? Here's Dinah Edwards, who is the manager of the Salvation Army's Pathway of Hope. Dinah, welcome to the studio. Nice to talk to you again.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You and I talked, but it was on the phone last time.
Yes. Yes, it was.
You got the red Salvation Army sweater on.
Yes, I'm representing.
Blood and the, what does the badge say? Blood and fire.
Blood and fire.
Blood and fire.
Yes.
refresh our memory. What is Pathway of Hope?
Well, Pathway of Hope is a case management program that helps families with children ages 18 and under, and we help to break the cycle of poverty. So we know that if parents are better equipped with educational opportunities and ways to change their lives, that they are able to better impact that of their children.
How do they get into the program?
Oh, they can call us. They can walk in.
They volunteer, say, I want some help with my cycle of poverty I'm in.
Yes, absolutely.
They probably don't put it that way. What do they ask for? What do they say?
You know what? Most often, one of the things that families ask for are things that they can touch and see. And sometimes it's rental assistance, utility assistance. Sometimes it's a food basket.
So do you do that?
Yes, we do.
Now, the Salvation Army, I know, does food and all of those things.
Yes, sir.
I thought those were maybe ad hoc or a different department.
Mm-hmm.
But Pathway of Hope does that as well.
Pathway of Hope does that as well. What happens is that our arms are within those programs as well. So when I do recruitment, I don't necessarily look for a family to say, hey, I'm in a cycle of poverty, can you help me? But oftentimes, as I hear the conversation, and I have my pamphlet there, but most of the time I just talk with them. I just ask them, you know, how are things going for you? How can we assist you? Especially those moms and dads that come in with children, and you can see that there's a hunger for more.
So what's a typical description of this mom or dad that mm-hmm. comes in? Tell me about that.
Typically, it's a parent that comes in, maybe for a food basket, maybe through our pantry. And the mom will start talking and saying, you know what, I wish I could have went to school. I wish I could have a better job. And believe it or not, those conversations happen. And when I hear that, I go right in.
What do you do?
Have you heard of Pathway of Hope? Have you heard about the program that I run?
And they say no. And then what do you say?
They say no. And then I say, hey, we can help you to go back to school. What if you didn't have those barriers around you? What if this was out of your way?
It's not a shelter, though. You're
not
housing these people.
We're not housing people.
So if they want to go to school, or you mm-hmm. want them to go to school.
Typically, they want to go to school. So what happens is they give, I do have an intake process. So after that initial conversation, we have an intake process. We sit down with mom and dad, and we go through what is it that you would like to do? What has always been your dream for yourself and for your family? And then once we gather those details, then I can create a program around that family.
So they mm-hmm. want to they want to go into white collar work, or they want to work in the restaurant industry or
yes,
something. Maybe they need a degree.
Yes.
Maybe a community college, maybe a 4-year degree, maybe some sort of training.
Yes.
What do you do about that?
We have connections throughout the community and with other educational groups, with other job opportunities. So I make sure that I'm connecting with the community so that I can connect the family with these opportunities.
How do they get tuition for a school, say, if they need to go to a JC?
We do have funding, and so I'm so grateful that you have us here. We do have a small amount of funding that's dedicated to the program, so we are able to facilitate a couple months of school if that's what they want to do. Bus cards, transportation.
How about daycare?
Daycare. We have a daycare facility in our Salvation Army at 945 West 69th Street.
But that's a big thing for a lot of people.
It
they
is.
Say, well, why don't you just do this? And they say, well, mm-hmm. I've got a kid or two or 10 or whatever.
Absolutely.
What am I going to do about that?
Absolutely.
So you would help with the child care so that they can go get the training or pursue a job.
Absolutely. Yeah, we look at the entire family, that individual family, what is it that is blocking you from going from point A to point B?
Is it drugs or alcohol sometimes?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes, and I've had a family that had that issue, and I had to direct them to our Salvation Army ARC, Adult Rehabilitation
So you're like program. The general contractor for for building a family,
yes.
An economically independent family.
Absolutely. Yes. So all of our programs, whether it's CLL, Celebrate Launch and Landing, which is for the youth, financial programs, our food pantry, our toys, everything that we have, I gather that information and I look at that family and I make sure that all of those barriers can be removed.
Tell me a success story.
Oh, my goodness. I have a parent who was unemployed. And she had a daughter who was 17 years old. Her daughter had some mental health issues as well. Well, mom, we were able to connect her with a program, educational program. She completed that program, did her resume, and is now employed with CPS full time. Her income went from, I think, about $12 an hour to about $24 an hour. And her daughter, we were able to connect her with mental health services. She went to our Salvation Army camp for the summer and broke out of her shell, just became this talkative, vibrant young lady, and also started to become a leader in that camp. And now she is also employed and looking for an apartment.
How are you for money? How is your pathway of hope for funds?
Funds are, it's a challenge sometimes because we do get a pot of money that I can work from. And then sometimes that money gets low and it's depleted a little bit.
That's what I remind our listeners every holiday season. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this isn't just some sort of vague give to a concept.
It's not.
There are programs with budgets. And if the money doesn't come in, the budget gets cut. And then families do without. I mean,
absolutely.
It's very tangible that way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is.
What else would you like our listeners to know, Dinah?
I would like our listeners to know, like what you just said, I'm going to piggyback on what you said. This is real, so real that I was a recipient of the Salvation Army program myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My children and I, when we came, they were 9 and 10. We didn't have food. I was a recipient of Angel Tree myself with my children. And my children grew throughout that program. They're now 19 and 20. They are working. They're full time. They come back and they help out as well with their mom at the food pantry. But this has changed my life. And I have seen growth in my family and my children. So this is real, and I just implore people to give as they can.
When I said, tell me a success story, you should have said me, because you are that too, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Dinah Edwards is the manager at the Salvation Army's Pathway of Hope.
Yes.
If you click on WGNradio.com, you'll see a red kettle, a virtual kettle. There I am. You can make a donation right now. Dinah, it's nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you too.
Again and in person. Congratulations.
Yes.
And let's put as much money in the bucket for you as we can.
Thank you.